There's just a week and a half left before Riders Up, and the weather is good for ducks. Debbie Young of Hot Springs Volunteer Rescue Squad spoke with Allegheny Mountain Radio about the annual duck race and street dance on Saturday, May 26th. Members of Hot Springs Rescue Squad can line you up with as many racers as you like at $5 per head. I asked Debbie how the funds raised are used.
We raise money for the Hot Springs Rescue Squad, and as an EMT, we are required to do training on a yearly basis, and we have to pay for our training. So we go to Norfolk, we go to Virginia Beach, we go to Blacksburg. Those are just three of the areas that we can go to acquire the training. And we have to pay for the event when we're there. So that's what the money goes for, is for training purposes.
In spite of this being an annual event, you may not have seen the whole flock of little yellow rubber ducks in action before. So what exactly happens?
Well, each person can purchase a duck. They are $5 each. If you buy more than one duck, you are guaranteed of being in both races. We have two races, or two heats, you might want to say. And the ducks are tossed into the creek behind the BB&T bank. Well, it actually starts down at the post office, and then they float down the water, and they end up down at the bridge by the dry cleaners. And there's a chute that the ducks go into, so that there's a definite clear winner of first, second, and third place. First place wins $300, second place wins $200, and third place wins $100. So potentially, if you're a glasses half full kind of person, you could win up to $1,200. If you're a glasses kind of half empty, you're making a donation to the rescue squad.
And both are good.
There you go, because it's, you never know when you're going to need us. And basically, we provide a service that most people don't want, but when they need it, they want to see us.
As was noted in a resolution at last week's Board of Supervisors meeting, this community is deeply appreciative of its emergency services personnel. The fun in support of their dedication is far from over when the last duck has crossed the finish line.
We have a dance. The dance will start at 7 o'clock and run until 10. DJ Willie will be spinning the tunes for us that night. And then at 7:30, Mayor McDuck, also known as Sheriff Robert Plecker, will start the opening ceremony for the duck race to start, and then the ducks will race down. That doesn't take very long. It's like, you know, maybe 10 minutes. So if you want to see it, you need to be there right at 7:30 so you don't miss it. And then again, after that's over and the winners are announced, then we go back to having the dance. There will be food available. There will be cakewalks, and hopefully everyone will just have a really good time. It's always a lot of fun.
Ms. Young closed with recognizing the community members and businesses who make the duck races possible. Once again, you can purchase ducks ahead of time from any rescue squad member or the evening of the event.
We have a lot of corporate sponsors, and we will be thanking them in the newspaper, as well as that evening there will be signs posted with their names on it. We couldn't do this without our corporate sponsorship. They are the ones that put up the money for the prizes. They pay for the DJ, all the expenses that are occurred. And I don't want to mention one and forget somebody, so we will be thanking everybody after the dance is over.
With Debbie Young of Hot Springs Volunteer Rescue Squad, for AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.